Hey, I don't have a fancy intro or anything spectacular. So this is what you get. Welcome to season four of Odd Tales.
Hey, everybody, it is March 7th, and as you can guess, it is Hell Week. And really, it just started. Let's see, I thought it was gonna be a good Hell Week, and it's not. Woke up today. First of all, I don't know if I told y'all the last episode, but I keep having these nightmares. I have nightmares every night. So I'm sick of but I woke up this morning, still exhausted. I thought it was gonna be a good day, but it's not. I'm irritated. I hate everybody. And I'm just depressed. I'm just sick of this shit, y'all. I ran out of my bipolar meds, so today was the last day. I don't know when I'm gonna get my refill because the VA sucks ass. Speaking of the VA, I went to an appointment a couple days ago and she was no help. My goddamn teeth hurt. My back hurts. Everything hurts. So, this is probably gonna be a quick ass episode because really I'm not feeling it today. Not feeling anything. But I did say I was gonna record during Hell Week. But I really don't even have anything to say. Like, I'm just sick of this shit, y'all. I'm exhausted. I don't wanna do this shit anymore. It's so fucking draining. Like, I don't see how people live with this shit. I don't see how I'm living with it, to be honest with you. Each month is a fucking battle. And it just seems like the easy way out is just to unalive myself, but I have kids, unfortunately, that I have to take care of. These motherfuckers are expensive as fuck. Braylon has an appointment tomorrow, and the fucking appointment is going to cost me $225. And then on Wednesday, I have a dentist appointment that's going to cost me $609 or some shit. You know why? Because my fucking deductible is $6,000. It's all bullshit. Everything's so fucking expensive. And then these fucking jobs don't want to pay you for shit, but they want you to work overtime all fucking day. Like, I'm just irritated. I'm over all this shit, y'all. Don't. And I know some of y'all are gonna probably be like, well, why don't you ask their dad? No, they don't do shit. I don't even talk to them. So, that's what's happening today. And also, I don't have. If you hear a whole bunch of fucking banging, that's Darian's ass attempting to make pizza that he wanted me to make because he didn't know how to make it. Remind you, he makes pizza, little pieces for himself all the damn time. But since it's the big pizza, he trying to act like he don't know what to do. And I forgot that fast what the fuck I was about to say. That I told you I went to the VA, right? I had an appointment. It was pointless. The lady lectured me on everything. She made it seem like I was a whore. She made it seem like my PMDD is treated. She just didn't want to hear shit I had to say. And she just rushed me out of there. It's like, what's the point? Like, I can't see a civilian doctor because it costs so fucking much to be seen. And then it takes like a year to fucking get an appointment with the VA. And then when you see the VA, they give you some shitty ass provider. Like, I just can't win, y'all. I felt like I was winning at one point, but I no longer feel like I'm winning. There was something else I was going to say, and I completely forgot. I want to rant about work and how it's bullshit. I just don't understand why I'm not a millionaire. And for people that say, oh, money doesn't make you happy, it will solve a lot of my problems. Like, I wouldn't have to worry about trying to see the doctor and shit because I would be able to afford it. It's so tragic. All this shit is tragic. Oh, and I haven't smoked weed in what feels like forever. Because I decided to take a break from the shit because I just thought, I thought maybe I would have a better hell week or something. I don't know. I just wanted to be focused and shit. And that shit not working. Like, I low-key felt like the weed was making me feel worse, but now I see it wasn't. PMDD is just kicking my ass. Like I said, I'm over the shit, y'all. Like, a couple of days or last week, I don't know, I had a full meltdown in my driveway. Let me tell you, I feel like PMDD from February has not ended. It just rolled into the next fucking month. Like I said, I don't ever get a break from this shit. I feel like the world's shittiest friend because I don't talk to any of my friends. I ignore everybody's phone calls. I feel like the world's shittiest mom because I can't get out this funk to go be a mom or anything. Like, I just don't have any energy for any of this shit. Like, I just want to sit in my room and cry all day and go to sleep. You can probably tell now that I'm crying, but and my nightmares are just getting worse and worse. Before, it was just always someone trying to kill me and me being back in Afghanistan and just a bunch of foolishness. Now it's more my kids die in my dreams. It just sucks. It really sucks. And I don't know what to do with myself. If I hide in my room all day, that won't be good. Like, because I have kids to take care of. I have to make sure these little motherfuckers eat and shit. Gotta make sure Caden ain't out there terrorizing Luna's ass. A lot of these episodes is just gonna be me saying how tired I am. Like, I feel like I'm reaching my breaking point. And it's very sad and scary because I just don't know how much longer I can do this shit. It's it's just very tragic, y'all. Like, I don't even know how else to put it. Like, people who don't have PMDD don't, well, I don't want to say don't understand or won't understand, but in the sense, it's like, you really don't. I literally feel like that nigga from Split. Like, I feel like I just have another person in me trying to kill me. And I have to fight this fucking person every month or however often I do this shit and try to convince this person, like, hey, we want to stay alive. Like I said, I have to fucking take it minute by minute, hour by hour. And then when it's time to go to bed, it's just like, okay, it's time to go to bed and do this shit all over again tomorrow. And I don't even know if I told y'all, so I'm going to Disney April 3rd through the 8th or the 9th. Sunday through Saturday, I can't remember the dates. And I found out that's during Hell Week, so this should be interesting. But I'm going to make myself a bunch of edibles and just hope and pray for the best. Honestly, I'm just, like I said, I'm just trying to make it to the end of the fucking day. And I have to do this shit again tomorrow. I don't know, y'all. I'm running out of ideas. I'm running out of ways to cope. I'm running out of things to take my mind off this shit. I've been working out like crazy, but my body hurts, y'all. Like, my fucking body hurts. I'm exhausted. And y'all probably just heard Caden scream. He mad at somebody. It was all day. I wish I could just quit my job and not do shit, but I have bills and shit. This shit sucks. Like, I don't know how many times I could say it, but this shit really sucks. I was gonna try to hit y'all with some PMDD facts, but I don't know. I just don't even have it in me today. Maybe in another episode. I don't know, y'all. It's gonna be a lot of silence because I have nothing today. Absolutely nothing but frustration. And sadness. Because once again, I go back to, why the fuck is this my life? Like, having depression and anxiety wasn't enough. Or being bipolar wasn't enough. I had to also get PMDD. And then what I just thought about that also frustrates me with the VA, I didn't even get a chance. Like, I told the lady, so before you go to your appointment, they usually have a nurse call you and they'd be like, is there anything you want to talk about with your provider? And then I gave her a whole fucking list and I didn't even get to discuss anything. We got to PMDD and this bitch told me that's a mental health problem. It's not a mental health problem. Like, I get it, but also there's physical pain too. And also, mental health is not going to give me a hysterectomy. So what the fuck? I have to obviously talk to you to get the okay to get a hysterectomy or just talk about steps so I could get rid of this shit. But she just fucking dismissed me like I was nothing. Like, I just don't understand, like, how the VA and all these people are always be like, oh, we're for the vets, blah, 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 blah. Thank you for your service. But they don't really do shit for us.
What?
I just... Sorry. But, I mean, if you've heard my show before, you already know my kids are going to interrupt and I'm not going to edit the shit. Y'all get what y'all get. Because this is my life. But back to my VA rant. These people don't give a fuck about us. Jobs don't give a fuck about us. Doctors don't give a fuck about us. Regular ass civilians don't give a fuck about us. So if you're listening and you're young and you're thinking about joining the military, don't do that shit. It's not worth it. Because you just leave with a whole bunch of injuries and you're just like, oh well, suck it up. And then they just shove a whole bunch of fucking pills down your throat. I'm on like 5 different medications. And then my fucking mental health provider just added another one. So, I don't even... If y'all was to see my daily pill thing, y'all be like, God damn. Shit is ridiculous. Anyways, that's my rant for today. I'm over this shit. I got nothing else for y'all. If you call me, my bad. I'm not gonna answer. I'll call you eventually. If you text me, I probably won't even answer that either. Anyways, I hope y'all are having a better week than I am, and I hope you had a great weekend. I'll catch y'all on another episode.